Network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Florida's Women's Apparel is a full-service formal wear salon with more than 30 years of experience in fashion. Florida's is the difference. Known for her commitment to personalized service that focuses on your individual personality, preference, and style. Florida's has the most unique dresses from the top fashion designers and the best selections in formal wear. Florida's, everything you need to make your special moment spectacular. Florida's located at 2371 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria or phone 318-487-9499. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and good Friday morning. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. We welcome all of our online listeners this morning, streaming live. Doesn't matter what part of the country you're in, we say good morning. But if you're in Louisiana, most especially central Louisiana, it is pouring raining this morning. You know, always we remind you about those school zones. The magic hour is 9 o'clock. And on mornings like this, it seems like almost every morning we've been talking about the weather and the rain and how slippery and wet it is. And so as we travel in, I get a chance to see pretty much everything that's going on in and around because I get driven in. I'm blessed to have my husband drive me in every morning. And so I see kids and parents, and sometimes kids unattended, sometimes attended. Well, we'd like to remind you about those school zones. Please be careful, especially in the rain. 9 o'clock again is what time those school zones go out of effect. So please be careful. You know, I asked yesterday and all week, I asked all of my sister friends to go red this morning, to wear something red in honor of National Wear Red Day. Yes, this month, we are honoring, we're talking about, we're educating women on heart disease. It is absolutely the number one killer of women, causing 1 in 3 deaths every single year. And what this means is that it is affecting our mothers, our sisters, and our friends. We are dying at a rate of 1 per minute because we don't know about heart disease. We're going to be talking about it all month long, and we want you to get involved. We want you to get engaged. And Go Red for Women is asking every woman to tell 5 sister friends, tell 5 women that you want to live, about heart disease. You know, I told you guys about, we talk to Dr. Jones all the time. We have him on the show absolutely as much as we can because his input, his information, the knowledge that he brings to us and to our show is critical. And so I am encouraging you this month, if you have not had those screenings that we talk about all the time, I am asking you to make that appointment. Know your numbers, know your cholesterol, know your blood pressure, know the symptoms of a heart attack. They are very, very different for women. So it is Wear Red Day, February 3rd. It's Friday. It's the weekend. Yes, it's raining, but put on your red dress, your red shirt, your red shoes, whatever it is. Let's honor ourselves today by wearing red. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to switch gears and we're going to talk about something that is so critical to our community, to our state, and making a difference. You won't want to miss what's coming up. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this. Carol Henry Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Henry Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Henry Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. CEO and President of CLECO, Mike Madison.
In honor of CLECO's 75th anniversary, executives from CLECO, that's headquartered right here in Pineville, Louisiana, Central Louisiana, the Twin Cities, is going to be ringing the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange. And here to talk about that phenomenal honor is the President and CEO, Mr. Mike Madison, all the way from New York. Mr. Madison, good morning and welcome to On Point Talk.
Good morning, Carlette. Let me take just a moment very quickly to thank you and your show for inviting us to be a part of your program. It's a great program. I've listened to it. And I tell you, you're just making this day even more special for us by allowing us to be a part of your program.
Hello, I am Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network, and this segment is sponsored by a proud new sponsor, Carol Henry Kinder. She's at Pathway Financial Advisors. And you know, the best thing about having a financial advisor on board is this. Too many of us are misusing our money, not understanding how to make our money work and grow for us. At Pathway Advisors LLC, Carol Henry Kinder can help you. And we want you to start by phoning her at this number. 318-448-8600. I dropped my paper. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, absolutely dedicated to excellence. Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Thank you. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are there. Now, if you're in Bunkie, they're on Shirley Road, and everybody in Bunkie knows where Shirley Road is. But if you're in Avoyelles Parish, we want you to phone Kyle because he is not only a great guy, but he is very business savvy. And here's the number to phone. It's 318-346-6695. Now, if you're just joining the show, You know, our mission, and I got to remind you guys of this every single morning, our mission is always to encourage somebody, to uplift somebody, and to enlighten somebody. And this morning's show is no different. And we are so, our heart is so big on this subject, and it's a subject that we've not really talked about, but we need to talk about. If you or someone that you know is at risk of being incarcerated, this is a conversation that you absolutely cannot afford to miss. Well, if that's true in your case, or you know someone, there are some alternatives to prison, and there are some answers. And the answers are this: the Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. And the founder and owner of that program is Mr. Lee Mallett. And we welcome him for the very first time to the OPT Network. Lee, good morning and welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Absolutely. Now, we heard about your program, Lee, and we said this is absolutely something that our listeners need to hear about. But before we talk about the program, as I heard you talking, I wanted to know, who is Lee Mallett, and why did you, out of your own pocket nonetheless, come up with the Academy of Training Skills, changing the lives through programs? Why did you do that?
Well, when I was a child, my father got in trouble, and I was 12 years old, so I saw the judicial system firsthand. I then became a father, and I never thought I'd see that. Then my son got involved with drugs 20 years ago. I saw that, and then as I became successful in business, I started working some halfway house guys at one of the local halfway houses, and I saw what the state was doing. I had seen what the judicial system did firsthand as a kid and as a father. Then I saw what the judicial system or the correction system was doing with their concepts, and I saw there could be a lot of improvement.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing I saw was really no training, nothing really to make these men able to get out and become successful, other than punishing them by incarceration,
mm-hmm.
or putting them to work and taking their money. In the judicial system, when you talk about halfway houses, they get a stipend from the state or subsidized by the state, and then they take 65% of their money.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no training involved. And I did not agree with that concept. So 3 years ago,
before you go 3 years ago, I want to rewind, mm-hmm. to you being a 12-year-old boy and your dad being incarcerated, because there are so many moms, so many parents, so many grandparents out there that are dealing with those young kids that had parents incarcerated. How does that change you?
Well, I'm talking firsthand because I've been there.
Absolutely.
You know, when you're a family member, whether you're the son, daughter, grandparent, and you have to visit your loved one, you suffer as much as the one who's made a mistake in life. And you're punished as much as the one who's incarcerated, who's made a mistake in life. Now, it may be unfair, but that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have an effect on you? Of course it does. And one of the worst things in the world, because I experienced that also, is there's a stigma attached to you as a child if your parent has been in trouble. And I think a lot of that carries forward in life because kids can be cruel.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be strong to overcome that. And what I think happens with a lot of young people, they're brought into a situation where they start thinking so little of themselves, start believing that they are worthless in society,
mm-hmm.
because of something a parent may have created or may have done, that it has an effect on who they create as friends. It has an effect on the environment they create. And I think that it's just hard on them. It's hard,
mm-hmm.
on a family member. It's as hard on a family, if not harder. Like, the worst thing in the world is to go visit your loved one, and 2 hours later you got to leave
him,
mm-hmm. and you worry about him. You're concerned about him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sitting here telling you that someone who does wrong shouldn't pay a penalty.
Right. That's, and the reason why I wanted you to tell your story is this, Lee, because you're not somebody that has not experienced that side of life. You understand what it's like to have a parent incarcerated. And one of the things that you said to me before we went on the air is that at 12 years old, you knew your life one way, one day, and the next day it was catastrophically changed.
Well, My father was a successful farmer, and he was an elected official. So one day I had everything, and the next day I had nothing. And that's a big transition for any child to experience. I had four siblings.
Absolutely.
I was the oldest of the five, and so it had the least effect on me. But the younger you are, the more effect it has on you.
Mm-hmm.
My youngest sibling, my brother, had a direct, he was only 4 or 5. So it had a tremendous effect on his life and still does to this day.
Wow.
And I think that society doesn't understand. When you punish or you take a person and you incarcerate him, the family becomes, most of the time, a ward of the state, because at that point in stage, we as a society have to start taking care of the kids,
mm-hmm.
the wife or the girlfriend, those family members. And so it's very expensive, A, but B, it's very expensive in that probably, and I'm not an expert in that, but I would venture to say that a lot of these young people are veered into the wrong way because of the stigma,
mm-hmm.
and because of what they experience, and we make the problem worse.
Right.
Not better, it becomes worse. Anybody that puts themselves in a position, you know, if you haven't experienced it, just imagine,
mm-hmm.
today you'd wake up and your father or your grandfather
right.
was incarcerated and you had to go visit him. It would be painful.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most painful thing in the world. And so in life we experience things like that. Some of us are strong enough to rise above it and go through it, and God has blessed me in that respect, that I've been very successful and it's helped me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was very upset in my lifetime at even God when I was a kid, because
mm-hmm.
I couldn't figure out why I was going through this, because I hadn't done anything wrong.
Right.
And then when I saw it as a father, I once again could not understand why. But today I have to tell you, I know the answer why.
And
had
why?
I not experienced that, I would not have done this. So there's always a reason why
yeah.
God puts you through tribulation or whatever you want to call it.
Absolutely.
Because had I not experienced it,
right.
I wouldn't be doing this. I'd have never done this.
And you wouldn't have had the heart for it.
Well, and that's, you're right. You know, the academies were designed to make money, because I want to build them all over the country. And the only way I can do that is to, they got to make money or people won't invest. But when you lose heart in anything, it's not as good. And
absolutely.
That's one of the things that scare me about the future of the academies, is
mm-hmm.
that at some point in time, other people are getting this, and I'm all for them making money, but they need to have a heart. They need to have compassion, understand that we're dealing with human beings,
mm-hmm.
and that we should attempt, even though they've made a mistake. And like I said, I only deal with nonviolent offenders. I'm not sitting here telling you I want violent or sexual offenders. I think there's a place for them. But the nonviolent offenders, and most of those are youthful offenders, we're doing an injustice to them and an injustice to ourselves by not turning them around, because if we don't do something with them, it'll only get worse.
It'll only get worse. Well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break here. We're joined this morning by Lee Mallett, but he's really a residential and commercial contractor, but he has a heart for being the change that he wants to see, and he is the founder and owner of the Academy of Training Skills. And there's so much to talk about. There's so much to say, and we want you to be a part of this conversation. Make sure that you stay with us. We're going to be back with a lot more right after this. Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans, for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888 888- 215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
As a service to those about to try McDonald's new Chicken McBites, we offer proper popping procedure. With thumb and forefinger, grasp the poppable pieces of juicy premium chicken breast seasoned to homestyle perfection. Position directly in front of open mouth. Then pop, smile, repeat. And now, get snack-sized Chicken McBites for just $1.99. Don't wait, though. Chicken McBites are here only for a limited time. The simple joy of poppable perfection. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Mayor of the City of Alexandria, Jock Roy.
As we talk about the job losses in the city, Mayor Roy, I want you to talk about how you, when you say that you guys were able, having to go and calm the community, how do you calm people's fears, especially losing a job at such a time as that?
Well, it's probably a difficult task for, actually, to be really just blunt about it. You can't, as a person, tell someone who just lost their job at Christmas,
right,
I have the solution for you, or just hold on, everything's gonna be okay. But we do it. Everyone does it. We know how we calm people when we lose a loved one. We know that we tell people these things, and we know at that moment they're not really fully hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
But Carlette, the truth is, it is true. It will get better.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Hello, I'm Brian Kubrow of Brian Kubrow & Associates, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Nancy Stitch, market president for Capital One Bank in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network, and this segment is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams giving back to the communities that they serve and being proud sponsors of making this show possible. Williams Tax and Financial Services, also Capital One Bank. What's in your wallet? Brian Kubero and Associates. You know, we tell you about accidents every single morning, and it seems like accidents are becoming more and more regular, especially around the traffic circle. Saw one yesterday, saw one coming in. You know, if you've been in a car accident, you're just not sure what you should do. You're not sure if you're hurt. You're not sure if you need a lawyer, if you don't need a lawyer. Well, for more information, phone for a free consultation by calling Brian Kubero and his team. You can phone them at 318-253-0900. And this is an attorney that you can trust, that is going to be open and honest with you about what you need to do or what you don't need to do. So start there. The number again is 318-253-0900. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Those new Chicken McBites, Deuce Christmas says that they are off the chain, and he has to have those pretty much every day after school. So visit McDonald's and ask about that. If you're just joining the show, we're talking to the founder and owner of the Academy Skills, the Academy of Training Skills. It's in Lacassine, Louisiana, which is probably about 12 or 13 miles east of Lake Charles. And it is a facility that really, really needs a conversation, and that's why we're having it this morning. His name is Lee Mallett. And I asked Lee how he started this whole process, and he's got a real family history and understands the system. And so you created the Academy of Training Skills, which is changing lives through new programs, and you did that probably about 3 years ago.
We built the facility 3 years ago.
And so talk right into the mic for me, Lee. So talk about the journey of building the facility, because it wasn't an easy journey at all.
Well, as we go forward, the same journey we had there, we're going to have everywhere else. People in that area, and I was born and raised in that area, so I knew most of the people, but they still were against it. Oh, great concept, but not in my backyard. And just to stick on that point a minute, we as society are going to have to step up at the plate if we're going to change the system. And anytime you go to build a facility such as this, and we plan on building 10 or 15 in Louisiana, those that are listening need to understand, it's not a bad thing, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the system operates this way. This is why the academy is a better system. Right now you have 211 offenders being watched by one probation officer.
Wow.
Now we know that's not working.
Right.
We probably have, I'm going to use Lake Charles or Calcasieu Parish, probably have 5,000 unexecuted warrants. Each parish has unexecuted warrants. Those unexecuted warrants cannot be executed because they got nowhere to put everybody. Our cost to incarcerate is $24,000 per person. The academy takes no state or federal funds. We find jobs. We train them. And so when we build these facilities, the one thing that's really hard to understand is people need to understand when you build a facility in your area, don't fight it. It's actually going to make you safer.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually going to turn these young people's lives around. So we went through that.
And so somebody's asking, though, okay, if you're not taking any state or federal funds, how is it working?
It's very simple. They pay their own way. If they were free, they'd have to pay for rent. They'd have to pay for food. And you know, when you teach a young man to take care of himself, he can take care of himself.
Absolutely.
And we need to take these young men, just because you did wrong, who came up with the idea he shouldn't pay his own way?
Right.
He should pay his own way. And I think, and after being in it for 3 years, and understand I'm not a corrections guy, but I have the only facility in the United States like this. I don't know of any other facility that operates with any money. So it's a model that could be going all over. But these young men, when they pay, even at the facility, it instills something that they're paying their own way.
Right.
You're teaching them, you're going to have to pay your own way when you get out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the mistakes the correction system makes. 65% of the people that are incarcerated are nonviolent offenders. We should be teaching them to take care of themselves.
Right.
Not sit in a place where they get no skills, they're punished, and that they're being, look, even if you're at the academy, you lose your freedom.
Right.
So whether you're at the penitentiary, in the jail, or at the academy, You can't leave. It's a different concept. We don't have any fences. We don't have any guns. We don't have any handcuffs. Mm-hmm. You got to want to change, so that means you choose to stay.
Right. So you got to want to be there.
You got to want to be there. If you don't want to be there, there's nothing that Lee Malley can do to help you. I can only help people that want to help themselves. But I'm a firm believer that if we take these young men, like we're doing now, and make them in the habit of paying their own way when they get out, that's the natural thing to do.
Right.
Think, I'm going to take care of myself. And, you know, if you teach a man a skill and work ethic and he pays his own way, you've done something for him that you probably can't pay for, because our society has moved towards entitlement, which is we're going to give you money not to work.
Right.
I disagree with that. And I think
Absolutely.
These young men need to be instilled that, hey, paying your own way, paying to, even though it's at the academy, you lose your freedom, but you're paying your own way.
Right.
And I think if we took that model or that concept across the country, there's 2 million people incarcerated in this country. 65% of them are nonviolent, and it's costing us billions of dollars. And once again, getting back to the beginning of our conversation, what John Q. Public doesn't understand is we're also paying for his kids
mm-hmm.
and his family
mm-hmm.
while he's incarcerated. So that cost jumps from probably $25,000 to $100,000 to $150,000 per incarceration.
Right.
Very expensive.
Now, when they get to the Academy of Training Skills, they're learning some skills. And there are some basic things that each of those young men go through this process.
Well,
and I want you to talk about that.
Well, one of the things that I think that the common denominator of the Academy is no fathers. They've come from a real estranged family life.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things they need to learn is discipline. They need to learn respect. And need to learn work ethic.
Right.
So from the moment they arrive, the handbook they have to sign states the rules. They have to sign and agree to the rules.
Mm-hmm.
At that point in stage, if they agree to stay, we cut all their hair off.
Mm-hmm.
We put them in uniform. And from that day forward, it's yes sir, no sir. And everybody wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning. They all eat together. Then we bring them to work. If you're not working, you're going to go to classes, or you're going to work in the community garden. We have a 15-acre community garden, and everything that's
wow.
produced in that garden is given to the needy. We have Abraham's tent, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their way of giving back to society.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good mental thing to work in a garden, plus you're teaching them how to grow food. So there's a win-win situation with the community garden.
Right. And one of the things that I asked you, Lee, was where did you get the concept from? Because it's not prison and it's not a boot camp, but there's still structure. And I ask you, I said, how did you come up with the structure for the Academy?
Well, it's pretty simple. It's not rocket science what we did. We had to figure out a way. You know, when I was working the work release guys, I called the state, I wanted to build a halfway house. Well, we don't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to design a system that was self-sufficient. And the only way to do that was say, well, you know, all these young men are going to work. Why shouldn't they pay their own way?
Absolutely.
And the concept was quite simple. I think that it's very simple. I don't consider myself a genius in that I came up with the idea, because it was just common sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you need to generate funds and you have 100 men working, why can't you run a business and pay the staff? Why can't you build a facility from their effort? And you know, society wants them to be punished for whatever they've done, and I'm all for that, except I think the way we punish needs to be reevaluated.
Very Absolutely. Good. Very good. Let us get a quick break here. Boy, this is a great conversation, great information. We're going to tell you more about the Training Academy, and we're going to tell you how you can connect with it. All that plus more right after this.
LaTanja's professional tax service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's professional tax services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-6788.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carletta Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Hello, I'm Councilwoman Mitzi Gibson, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. You need to listen to Be On Point, Be Enlightened, Be Encouraged.
Hello, I am the District 3 City Councilman of Alexandria, Jerry Jones, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to On Point Talk. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by Aggressive Health Solutions. They specialize in specialty medical equipment. And I hope that you heard our conversation with Helen Villada. We were talking about women who had had breast surgery, who had had mastectomies, and you need prosthesis. And maybe you've never even, it's never even occurred to you that there was help available. Medicaid and Medicare is there. It's available, and they can help you to access that. Start by phoning them at 318-445-4733. 33. Get wired satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. You can get direct dish and you can get HD for life plus your local channels. Start by phoning 318-767-2220. That's Get Wired Satellites. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital and Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. I don't care what your vehicle needs, what repairs, if it's domestic, if it's foreign, brother and his team at Daryl's Auto Service can get it done. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. And if you're just joining this morning's conversation, I tell you one thing, it was heating up in the studio. We're talking to the founder and owner of the Academy of Training Skills, Lee Mallett, and we're talking about literally being the change that we want to see, that a businessman that understands the system and how it works or how it doesn't work and how the rate of recidivism is continuing to rise. Well, he has come up in the last 3 years with the Academy of Training Skills, and I think that it's something, Lee, that we all need to look at. But before we get back to that, DC, you had an incredible point during the break, and I really, really want you to make that point.
Well, I think it's important that we appreciate that if we can stop sending our kids into these jails, these hardened jails for nonviolent offenses, what happens is if you take a kid that's 18 years old who's never committed any crime and throw him in the prison system, basically what you're doing is breeding a criminal.
Right.
If you can take that same kid whose really only fault is coming up in an environment where he's never really understood or appreciated the value of learning how to take care of himself. If you could take that person who's committed a simple crime and put him in an environment, because most people want to take care of themselves.
And you, when you talked about that simple crime, though, and we were all talking about a lot of that is possession, a lot of it maybe is
exactly,
you know, selling drugs and
exactly breaking and entering. It's really something that the kid may be doing out of boredom, out of, you know, really just doesn't have a whole lot of guidance
and discipline.
Exactly, and discipline. But if you can take that person at the age of between 18 and 21 and teach them a skill,
mm-hmm,
but most importantly teach them how to start at the beginning, in other
right,
words, a foundation has to be built. A lot of kids today think that getting a job means making $80,000 right out of the gate.
Right.
They have to actually learn that the way you get trained to make more money is you have to start at the bottom.
Right.
And that
but
is
with
a
Lee's
process
program,
in itself.
And but with Lee's program, Lee, you're not necessarily really asking them to start at the bottom because you're training them with skills that they're going to really get good-paying jobs.
Well, the problem here is you need to take and give them a skill set, because if they can only make minimum wage and the drug dealer's on the corner making $1,000 a week, he's going to go that direction. And I think that's where our problem lies. We're competing with the drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
Easy money, $1,000 a week, $2,000 a week. But there's a consequence to that. And
absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But if we take that young man and train him, get him where he can make a living to support his family. We all know that it's going to be impossible for a young man to support his family, rent a house, buy a car on minimum wage. That's very
right.
Hard.
Absolutely.
It's a hard deal. So what we got to do with those young men is give them the skill set, and you're right. You've got to teach them work ethic. You've got to teach them discipline. They've got to learn there's a way to talk. There's a way to dress. You
right,
got to dress for success. You got to act for success.
And there's a way not to talk
that's
and
right,
a way not
that's
to
exactly
act.
Right.
And one of the things that you said, DC, that I think was so important is you said that these young men need to be trained by a man.
Yeah,
absolutely. They need to be trained by a man, and they need to really learn how to submit to authority.
Wow.
And to me, you know, I just feel a little different about it. I believe, because I've had to go through this, I believe that starting at minimum wage is a way to build character. Nobody's just going to give a person and what I get from that is, if a person can go in at minimum wage and humble themselves, the next job will end up coming. But we have to stop trying to start at $14, $15 an hour out the chute. I mean, that's great, but that's just not reality to people that don't have the educational background to just jump. You can have a college degree right now and only start at 13 hours.
Right. And
you see?
And what Lee is doing at the Academy is there's a whole, I have a whole list of skills. You're training them to be skilled workers.
And I agree with you. Unless you give them the training, they're going to have to start at minimum wage.
Right.
Exactly.
But if you give them the training and the ability, look, I'm an employer. An employer is looking for someone who's dependable,
right,
drug-free, respectful, and has skill.
Okay, drug-free is a hot button because we were having this conversation and we were talking about job fairs that come to town. Great jobs. We want companies to come into our state, into central Louisiana, and around the state. But we can't get the workers to test clean on a drug test. How do you change that mindset?
That's a hard mindset. Drugs, drugs are a terrible thing. You know, until a person decides that he wants to change, it's just like at the academy, they have to want to change. And the same thing with drugs. But I think that comes from them seeing a light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't think there's a way out of this, they go back to the drugs.
Right.
I think when you take a young man, and it's a habit, if you take him, and that's what we try to do at the academy. We try to change their habits. We try to give them the ability to understand how to act, how to talk, how to be successful. Because you're not going to be successful with drugs.
Absolutely.
Period. And so you're constantly pounding that into their heads. And that comes through repetition.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that if the minimum time that most referring agents send to the academy is 6 months, and they can stay there for 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, the optimal time, if you give me a young man for 2 years, I can change his life. But I need 2 years. Because you see, when a man walks the line for 2 years, it becomes a habit.
Right.
Wow.
But it takes that, especially with when drugs are involved. It's a long process, but I tell you, one of the things that I would want to see is if I could have a young man for 2 years, I'm telling you, I can change him. I could change 99.9% of him. You give him to me for 6 months, I can change him for 6 months. You give him a year, I can do a lot.
And your rate of recidivism is actually lower than the state's rate.
Well, after 3 years, our recidivism rate's at 22%, and I attribute that all to training. You must understand, in Louisiana, the correctional system is at 67%.
Whoa.
Probation and parole is at 48%. Your jails are probably somewhere around 50%. Nationally, it's around 80%. So whenever you can drop it to 22%, and I want to drop it more than that, and I think that will come when we add more and more and more training. The other thing, you know, as a state and as a society, our state needs skilled workers.
Right.
We have, in the state, close to 24,000 people incarcerated. They're nonviolent offenders. If we was to put them in academies and train them, not only do we save ourselves money, not only do we turn their lives around, we create this skilled workforce
that
makes the state of Louisiana more conducive for businesses to
come in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And why not do that? It's a win-win-win for everybody.
Right.
I don't understand why we don't do that. Now, some people seem to think, well, that's going to compete. There's plenty of work for skilled workers.
Absolutely.
This country is suffering for skilled workers. And when we go and meet employers, and we have a lot of employers, you know, they love the academy guys. Why? They're drug-free when they come to work.
Mm-hmm.
They're clean-cut. It's yes, sir, no, sir. And they're respectful. And then we give them the training, whatever we can to help them. So as an employer, and even in my facility, that's your best workers.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how people who find themselves in these situations, nonviolent offenders, how they can connect with the academy and how they can ultimately turn those lives around. We're going to be back right after this. Carol Henry Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Henry Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Henry Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hicks HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Mayor Clarence Fields of the city of Pineville, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm State Representative Patrick Williams, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. This is On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, and this segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Carol Henry Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor. And listen, we're going to be talking a lot about how to take care of your money, how to make sure that you're on point for retirement. It's never too late to start. We're going to be talking more about it, and we're going to stop that hole in the pocket mentality where everything you've got is going out of your pocket. And we're going to start by making those conversations possible with Carol Henry Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisors. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. She's located at 1446 Dorchester Drive. Also, Carol Furniture. You know what? They've got 25,000 square feet of merchandise and a local warehouse. But what I love best is if you're a girl who loves layaway, it's available. You got your income taxes. You're tired of looking at that same old dirty furniture, and you've been promising yourself that today is a new day. Well, go over to Carroll Furniture. So much merchandise, 25,000 square feet to be exact. You can phone them at 318-448-8090 or just go by 1819 Memorial Drive. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Rosa Fields. When I tell you that there is probably not a better agent in Rapides Parish that knows more than Rosa Fields, well, it's Rosa and her team. You can phone her at 318-487-1881. Now, we've been talking about car accidents. If your vehicle has been in an accident and you want it to look like it did before it was wrecked, well, you gotta start by phoning Rayhide Paint and Body Works. When I tell you that Ray is a perfectionist and that he uses the best paint, state-of-the-art technology, and Lynn Hyde's experience in insurance is unmistakable, She knows how to get it done. Their number is 318-445-4582. And our friends at Williams Tax Financial Services, when I tell you that Hank and Jean Williams have really been on point with the OPT network, they have helped us not only raise money, they have stood by us, and they have made sure that we keep this broadcast powered. So we thank Hank and Jean Williams of Williams Tax and Financial Services. Now, if you're in Avoyelles Parish and you need to have your taxes done, Tanja's Professional Tax Services, where you want to visit, 100 Evergreen Street. She's in Bunkie, but if you're in Avoyelles Parish and you're looking for someone, here's the number. It's 318-346-6788. Now, if you're just joining the conversation, we're talking about something that's different. And I was telling Lee at the before we even went on the air, I said we are absolutely 100% apolitical. We're not political at all, but we believe in being the change. And in being the change, we want to bring people the information, the knowledge, and the power to make that change. And during the break, we were talking about how critical it is. And this is not just for African-American men. This is for men who have found themselves in trouble, young men who found themselves in trouble. And those moms, we're speaking to you this morning because we know, I was telling Lee, I said, it's hard when you've got two parents, let alone when you're a mom trying to help these boys to turn into good, viable young men. And sometimes, Lee, they get lost.
Yeah. Well, for those that are out there that are young women who have or mothers who have a loved one who's facing some possible trouble and it's only nonviolent, we can help them. Mm-hmm. We can save them. This facility was built for them. Mm-hmm. That is our objective, is to take these nonviolent men and make them whole, do things for them that either the father wasn't there to do it,
mm-hmm.
or they got caught up with the wrong group of people, whatever happened, it's the past. It's
right.
To go forward with them. And I think that this facility was designed strictly for them, and I think as time goes, we'll see that the country's going to go to this model, because we just can't afford to keep incarcerating all these people. It's not working. They've been trying this for 70, 80 years. It does not work.
And we're seeing it time and time again. We're seeing men who go to prison and who get out and they toe the line for a while, but eventually, with no skills, they're back at square one.
Yeah, the skills, training and skills are paramount in the success of curing recidivism. You've got to give them the ability to make a living. If you don't give them the ability to make a living, they're going to fall back into the cracks, fall back into what got them there in the first place. So we concentrate on that. We concentrate on work ethic. We concentrate on discipline. Look, these young men haven't had, most of them, not had a father figure in their life. And I was telling you earlier, what happens, this young woman's trying to raise a boy, and it's hard for a woman to raise a young man.
Sure.
And at that point in stage, he goes to school or he's out on at the basketball game, and now his mentor becomes the 16 or 17-year-old, and he starts listening to him more than mama.
Right.
And if he's involved in anything that's not good, he starts agreeing with him, and his mindset moves in that direction. And I'm a firm believer that after the age of 12, you have a hard time changing a young person, because mm-hmm. from 0 to 12, his mind is being created. You make him what he is. After that, he becomes a teenager, and now all of a sudden, they know everything, and they start listening to that street, or they start listening to those little mentors or those cliques or whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it starts, and then when they get to be 18, it evolves.
Right.
It's an evolvement that our system was never designed to take care of. It was designed to take people and punish people instead of saying, we've got to solve this problem, because if we don't solve this problem, the problem continues. It's a revolving
right.
door. Round and round and round. And eventually, if we don't do something, you stand a very good chance of that person becoming from nonviolent to violent.
Right.
And then it can affect any one of us.
Absolutely.
And none of us want to see that. None of us want to see that. So it's paramount as a society that we try to solve this problem, because it could have a direct effect on my family, your family, or anybody's family listening. Because the worst thing in the world is to let a young man evolve into a violent criminal, because
mm-hmm.
it can affect us all.
Absolutely.
It's a terrible
thing. And that's what we're seeing. And I tell you, I think that's why this conversation is so important, because we can talk about it and talk about it, but until somebody steps up and does something about it, like what you're doing at the Academy of Training Skills, I think we're going to see much of the same. Now, people who are listening are saying, okay, sounds good. How do I connect with it?
Well,
and that's the tricky part.
The tricky part's through your district attorney, your judge. That's where it starts. They have to refer them there.
Will they refer? Are they referring?
Well, we have a 192-bed facility. We're a nationally accredited facility. We're a DOC-certified facility. We have 192 beds, and I've had 100 beds empty for 3 years now. Why? You figure that out for yourself. It doesn't make any sense. Now, without me giving my opinion of what it is, because I really don't want to go there, because I really don't need to alienate anybody, and I don't plan on doing that.
Right.
You, as John Q. Pug, need to figure out why. Why is there 100 empty beds that don't cost $1 to us as a society? They're being trained. They're turning these boys' lives around. Why? Why are we doing mm-hmm. that? Why do we have so many people running around? Because we have nowhere to put them. I mean, they're charged. We can't go pick them because we have nowhere to put them.
Right.
Why don't you pick them and see, aren't we better served to send them to the academy? If your jail is full, and most of them are full, why not take the nonviolent, youthful offender and say, you know what? Why don't we send him over there? What have we got to lose?
Right.
You have nothing to lose. Now, that's up to the district attorney and the judges, but I can't make them send them. I can only say, this is what I offer. Here it is. Use it. If they don't use it, there's nothing Lee Mallett can do.
Right.
But we're ready and willing to use it. We're ready and willing. We can take anybody from the United States of America. By law, we're a judicial referral center.
Wow. Has got all the accreditations, all the skills. All we've got to do is open up our mouths and say, this is something that we'd like to have happen if we've got young men. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here, and I'll let you give that thought when we come back. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back right after this.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people: restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans, for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
As a service to those about to try McDonald's new Chicken McBites, we offer proper popping procedure. With thumb and forefinger, grasp the poppable pieces of juicy premium chicken breast seasoned to homestyle perfection. Position directly in front of open mouth. Then pop, smile, repeat. And now, get snack-sized Chicken McBites for just $1.99. Don't wait, though. Chicken McBites are here only for a limited time. The simple joy of poppable perfection. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network, and this segment is sponsored by Axion Texas Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. Now, we've been talking about it. Go ahead and birth that dream by starting to phone this number, 888-215-2373, extension 1560. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt. And I am imploring you, every single person within the sound of my voice, call this number and ask about those very simple and inexpensive screenings. The number is 318-442-0106. Y'all, when I tell you that we knew that this conversation, well, the producer knew that this conversation was going to be a hot one, but we're getting text messages, we're getting phone calls, Lee. People have a lot of questions. But, you know, what we were talking about during the break is whether you're a Republican or you're Democrat or you're an independent, people like this program because it's not taking money from the state. And the taxpayers are not having to pay time and time and time again for those young people that continually go back to jail because they have no skills to be productive.
Right. And the liberals should like it, too.
And the liberals should like it.
Because we're taking him and we're doing something productive in his life. I think it's, when you look at the academy, you know, you see all the arguing that goes on in Washington, and I talk to politicians and say, you know, I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat. You should love this program. Right. As a conservative, great. They pay their own way. Mm-hmm. As a liberal, hey, you're training them and making them productive in society and you're helping them. Mm-hmm. It fits everything.
It fits all the criteria. But DC, you said something. And I really want you to say this because it's about paying your own way. And you talked about that that history of understanding how to pay your way and how that.
I also had this question right here. Are people not as receptive to this because jails are becoming a business?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so people want to haul people off to jail because there's a lot of people living on that. There's a lot of people making good income. The fact that we're putting our kids in jails and they're building new jails when facilities like this look like it would be
a win-win.
A win for everybody because you're not paying all your tax money is not going towards these. And people need to be able to pay for themselves.
Right. And you talked about that mentality starting early on.
Absolutely. If I teach a man how to fish, he can eat forever. But if I give him a fish, then all he's going to do is expect for me to give him another one.
Right.
And that's what's happening to our young people. They're not learning how to fish.
And at the rate of these cadets being charged a maximum of $62.50 per day.
Well, that's true. But let me tell you what we do at the academy. Any young man who's not working is not charged.
Wow.
Every Monday, I forgive his debt, and it's not retroactive. And if he only makes, if God only gave him the ability to, and some don't have some abilities, and he has to work, and he can only make $240 a week, I forgive the difference every Monday.
Wow.
Nobody ever leaves there in debt. Now, as a businessman, the model was created. What's happening there, those that are working are subsidizing those that aren't working.
Wow.
And so it's a very simple concept, but the concept, in my opinion, it needs to be propagated throughout the country, throughout the state. Now, how do you get that done? John Q. Public's going to have to get upset and call their political officials and say, look, I assure you that if your district attorney or your judge has got an array of phone calls wanting to know why, mm-hmm. why are we keeping people in jail and paying when you got 100 empty beds over there, you'll get some reaction. The electorate has the power to turn this around.
But do we have the information to articulate this to our elected officials? Do people have enough information to say, look, I heard this on Point this morning where this guy, his name is Lee Mallett, it's down near Lake Charles, he's got a facility, and I think my boy, my son, would benefit from this.
Well, I've gone to every, from day one when I started this, actually before I built the facility, when it was just an idea, every year I go address the Louisiana DA conference. So every DA knows about this program. I have sent mailers to every DA with videos. I've contacted judges. I've personally visited. I think there's enough of them out there that know about it that I think what you have here is the electorate is going to have to say, we're tired of paying.
Right.
We're tired of seeing lives being destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the judicial system to take a look at something new. You know, change is hard in Louisiana.
Absolutely.
You know, change is hard. But there's one thing for sure. When you got a model that's not working and somebody has created a model, let's push it to the limit. Let's see where we can go with it, what we're going to do with it. And I think that the electorate is the only people that are going to make this happen. Because for whatever reason, and his comment in the very beginning of this segment probably has a lot of truth to it.
I'm talking about David's comment on prisons being a business,
yeah.
a multi billion-dollar industry.
Yeah. So I think,
and they're herding our kids into it.
And you know what? And my sister works for the federal prison system, and one of the things that she said is that it's not there to rehabilitate.
No.
It's not there to rehabilitate. So what you get is you get people that go in with no skill, and they come out with no skill. But we're putting the same thing in, but at the other end, we're expecting that something different is going to come out, and it just isn't.
Right, and that's why this program has potential. If you have a program that's designed to change at the end,
right,
then you get success. And our success in recidivism is that because of that.
Absolutely. And so there's so much to say in this conversation, Lee, but I think the main thing is this. We want to tell people how to get lawmakers to listen. If people, and obviously we've had text messages, we've had people calling that want more information, how to make the change so that we don't continue the insanity. We don't keep doing the same thing and expecting something different.
The electric, you're right. The electric has to call their elected officials. I was telling you, you know, Louisiana's facing some budget cuts.
Mm-hmm.
There's three places to cut in the budget. Education, mm-hmm. health and hospitals, or corrections. We spend over $600 million in corrections in this state. It makes more sense to me that if we would let the private enterprise come in and build these academies, we could take $400 or $500 million of that money and apply it either to the debt or to education or to
mm-hmm.
health and hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
There's an answer. We finally have a solution, and we need to push the solution, but the electorate has to contact their elected officials
mm-hmm.
and say, why? Why don't y'all push this model to the limit? It's the only model I know in the last 50 years that's even been come up with.
Right.
And it doesn't matter who takes credit. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in just building these things and changing these people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
We can do this
mm-hmm.
if the people of Louisiana will contact their elected officials and say, why?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have not found one person who can give me a reason why not.
Absolutely. Or you know what's going to happen? We're just going to continue to build more prisons, and we're going to continue to incarcerate more young men. And now we're even seeing a rise in young women being incarcerated. Power, knowledge is power. Let me get a break here.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-6788.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Jock Roy, Mayor of the City of Alexandria, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm State Representative Herbert Dixon, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. This is On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, and this segment is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services, Hank and Jean Williams. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, that's Darlene St. Romain and her amazing team. Down in Bunkie, you can phone them at 318-346-2540. If you're in Opelousas, you can phone 337-9429. And of course, Be Unique Hair Salon, Nora Clayton. Phone for an appointment at 318-442-7204. You know, it's not often, I think, that I get lost for words, but you know, when you see a solution that seems so viable and you don't understand why it won't work, why people won't embrace it. Well, we were just talking during the break and we were talking about people who are being imprisoned. And I know women, we all hate deadbeat dads. And in this state, there's about...
Oh, here's 300,000.
There's about 300,000 deadbeat dads. And we were saying, well, how can they ever pay child support if they're in jail?
It makes no sense. It's the most absurd. You know, the purpose, you're trying to get them to pay, take care of their kids. So we incarcerate them where they can't keep a job. And now, a lot of deadbeat dads, in their defense, don't have the skill level and the job ability.
And woman is saying he should have thought about that before he had those babies. And I echo that with you, but let's get them some skill.
Let's get them some skills. I agree. My point is the judges should be sending those deadbeat dads
right
to the academy.
And a lot of those deadbeat dads are babies.
Yep.
They're babies having babies. And I'm telling you, if you don't get anything from this conversation, it is a conversation of change. You have got to change the thinking. And in order to do that, where we have missed it
You know, my mom and I were having this conversation last night. Every parent at the end of the day, Lee, will say, I did the best that I could. Mm-hmm. But we all will miss it at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And so why not give somebody else a chance to help your boy become a man who has integrity, who understands what it takes to go in and be a viable part of society?
And I haven't touched on it, but I'd like to touch on something else. One of the things that we do at the Academy is bring morality. We have church every Sunday at the Academy, mm-hmm. and we entice or try to get the family to participate, and after church they have visiting. If we're a God-fearing nation, and I think we are. Most of the people that listen believe in God, it's the right thing to do. We should take human beings and try to turn their lives around.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it's actually harder to go to the Academy to be incarcerated because you're required to do something and be something.
Right.
When you're thrown in incarceration, there's not a lot of requirements. Right. You're laying around. You're doing nothing. You're non-productive. That's bad.
And there's nobody that cares that you're laying around and maybe just lifting weight, or you're eating three square meals and three hots and a cot, as they call it. And there's nobody that cares, Lee.
Nope, nobody does care. And that's,
in fact, those people expect to see them back.
At 80% go back nationally, 67% go back in Louisiana.
Wow.
So why would we want to continue to do that? That's what I'm saying. You know, when you don't have a solution to a problem, whether you accept what you have. But there is a solution. This Academy model and concept is the solution to the nonviolent offender. I tell you, it doesn't cost any money to the taxpayer. Great. You take a young man, instead of him being non-productive, you put him in a disciplined, you put him in training, you bring him to his job, and you mentor him. You make him a man. And I tell you, that's the only way we're going to solve this problem.
Now that it's there, now that we know it exists,
it's only our fault if we don't take advantage of it.
Absolutely. And I think that is the word of the day. It's the Academy training, the Academy of Training Skills. And Lee, give the website. Oh, here it is. It's www.aaatss.com. I'm going to give it again. www.aaatss.com. And I'm telling you, there's so much great information on the website. And
well, I encourage people to visit. You need to come see the facility. Well kept facility. We encourage people, come see it. Come see the facility.
Mm-hmm.
Come see what you can do instead of what we're doing. And even your elected officials, you don't need an appointment. Just drive up.
Mm-hmm.
The place is open to the public 24/7. Come see us, because we're open 24/7, 7 days a week, because we're monitoring 24/7.
Wow. Y'all, I think it's a program that we need to look at. And for those people who are looking for something different, I think that this is the beginning of change, the Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. Y'all, if we want something different, we've got to do something different. We can't expect to get anything if we keep doing the same old thing. And that's what this conversation was about. And we're going to have these conversations more, because you know what? We're not going to stand by and see young men fall at the wayside. And you see them every single day. I see them standing on the street corners doing nothing. And they're doing nothing because they don't know who they are and they don't know whose they are. And they have never had anybody to help them to tap into the skills and the gifts that they have within. And so the only way that we can be the change that we want to see is by doing something different. And I believe the Academy of Training Skills is just that. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening this morning. Lee, I want to thank you for driving in this horrible bad weather.
Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed being here with y'all.
Absolutely. Thank all of you so much for your calls and your texts. And we have information, and so we will connect you with that. We've got some great packets right here sitting in front of me. As always, we love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself today. And don't forget, be the change that you want to see. And don't forget to wear red today. Today is National Go Red for Women. And I want every woman to stand up and tell five other women about heart disease. It is killing us. It is the number one killer of women. We're going to talk more about that on Monday. We're going to have a great approach, a great author. And so we can't wait to see you. Have a great, a safe weekend. And we'll see you right back here on Monday.
No, they won't let me pay me a visit. They won't let me sign some magazine.
been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.